I wanted to have a chat this morning with CEO of the Continental Linen Group, Hilly Khan. Hilly, a very, very good morning to you. How are you? So what are, I believe that you guys are doing something very, very interesting as well around fighting the spread of COVID-19. Tell us about it.
Yeah, about 5 weeks ago, my son Jared, sitting at home under lockdown, decided, you know, we have a factory and everything's standing still, and he's, after 2 days, he didn't know what to do with himself. Yeah, our factory's in Cape Town, and like I said, Jared, you know, it's not what we do. We make linen. Anyway, he decided to go in, and within 2 days, he had prototypes, and we started to manufacture. And what he discovered, is most of all the clothing factories were shut down. So within a week to 10 days, he had 9 other factories working.
So does it
complicated to make up. We got 9 other factories on board and something like 800 workers. And to date, we've made 300,000 masks, and we're targeting to make 800,000. We've also put aside 50,000 rand for local feeding schemes in Cape Town. So we were in a fortunate position to have a lot of fabric and the know-how to sort of turn on the taps immediately. And,
I think that's what's so great is you've taken what you've taken what you can, you've looked at what you can do. And I think that's the lesson for people that are listening, for our listeners, to say, well, you know, so you have the fabric, you've got a factory, and you're saying, well, hold on, is there something that we could do in order to contribute to this fight in South Africa?
Yeah, so we've got 9 other factories plus 800 workers in those factories working. And I mean, some of the factories have come to us and said, at least they're paying wages. You know, at least people can be fed. And, you know, and for us, it's been fantastic. You know, for Jared to have got this up in a matter of days is quite phenomenal.
I love it. Because that's ingenuity, and that's saying, you know, what am I sitting at home not contributing when with some work we can make things happen. And you said you've produced how many masks?
Yeah, so we've made 300,000, and our target is to make 800,000. But you know, we just didn't do it haphazardly. You know, we did proper fabric. We did a proper percale fabric, double layered with a filter. My daughter Lauren got a decent packaging story, so it was done professionally. It wasn't just you know, a piece of fabric with a piece of elastic on it. We studied it. We spent 24 hours a day. It has a proper polyprop filter that's been tested by the university in Stellenbosch. So it's a proper, it's not a medical mask, but it's something that you can put on, and you know that you've got some sort of protection, as opposed to a lot of people are just using any fabric, and you know, which is I think is just useless. But it's a proper product, and it's cheap enough. I mean, we retailing it for 69 rand for 69.95 for 2 masks.
Yeah.
Plus 4 or 5 filters in the bag.
Amazing.
So it's really
filters.
Affordable.
That's amazing.
So what you do is you sterilize it after use every day. You put it in hot water with a filter. It's all in one. And it dries in a couple of hours, and you use the other mask. And it's decently constructed. It fits nicely. It's a decent product. And it's affordable. You know, so we didn't look to skin anybody. We wanted to give them
a
decent product.
The whole point is, and the way in which, because you can then employ people, get a feeding scheme going, make sure that that people are able to work, all of that, that is the circle that's going to get this right.
Yeah, and the fashion guys are still not working. All the clothing factories in Cape Town mainly are closed. Yeah. You know, the chain stores pulled all their orders, and it's terrible. I mean, it's you know, you've got thousands of workers that are facing uncertainty. You know, at least we've done a little bit. It's our little to keep to have a decent end result, and people at least are eating and have somewhere to go in the morning.
You know what's interesting, and we keep contemplating this, is, you know, I hate the word new normal, it irritates me, but I wonder if when things go back to or go beyond this. If I think masks are going to become part of our regular story. I think we're not going to be getting on a plane certainly without masks. We're not going to be going to crowded environments without masks. I think this is going to be something that is here to stay for a long time.
You're right. You know, it's going to be, your mom used to say, you know, take a jersey, you know, she'd say, take a mask, you know, because, you know, you're going to feel naked without your mask. And, you know, you're not going to sit in any public place, even post-COVID, you're not going to be, even for yourself, you're not going to be happy. So these masks are basically to protect other people, you know.
Yes, of course.
You know, it's if you sneeze or you've got it, at least it's you try and contain it.
So before I let you go, are these masks available in Joburg?
Yes. So
where?
They're at the Continental Linen stores.
Right.
If countrywide, our group comprises of White House as well. So if you're in the Cape or Eastern Cape, it's White House stores.
Right.
And in Gauteng, it's in Continental Linen. And as I say, they're $69.95 for a pair with filters. They're decent. You'll use them for a long time. They're washable. And they're properly made with proper fabric.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic.
I think the story is just at the core of what the new normal should look like. The fact that they were able to adjust, that this isn't something that they specialized in, and now they're doing it. And they're getting the economy running, but at the same time helping people. I think that's really at the core of it.